And could I ask you to please be brief?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Let me be very brief. Norway attaches great importance to Article 10 of the Biological Weapons Convention. We hope that expect the next intersessional program of work will address the matters related to Article 10 in a structured way. For example, on the question on database, and my delegation has also listened to other interesting proposals, such as equipping the ICU on the capacity building. The main purpose of Article 10 is to promote enhanced cooperation in life science, supporting national health system and addressing global health threats. We agree that we must avoid duplication to what is carried out by agencies or partnerships such as Gavi, World Health Organization, FAO and OIE. Yet, the ICU could play an important supporting role, and that needs to be explored further. On national implementation, as I said at the last PrepCom meeting, Norway, in its national CBM, made an extensive presentation on Norwegian contribution to global health, and that we allocated approximately 4.5 billion Norwegian kroner to global health efforts this year. Promotion of peaceful cooperation and assistance is mutually supportive to other provisions of the Convention. Countries which have put in place adequate national legislation and enforcement measures on non-proliferation, export control, safety and security are in a much better position to benefit from peaceful cooperation in life sciences. Therefore, my delegation fully shares the views articulated by Sweden on the question on export control. I thank you, Mr. Chair.